Speaking of progress, we are finally seeing some progress in the Zandile Mafe case, the Cape Town High Court ordering the alleged parliament arsonist to undergo 30 days of mental health observation at an Eastern Cape psychiatric hospital. Kevin Brunt was in court for us. He's in our Cape Town studio now. Kevin, good afternoon to you. Finally, there's some movement in this case.
Good afternoon to you, Mandy. Definitely so. Judge Nathan Erasmus, in a very clear detail, outlined as to why Zandile Mafe has been allowed to undergo this mental health observation at an Eastern Cape facility. As we've previously reported, he does not want to be admitted at Falkenberg Hospital anymore, and that is because of previous bad experiences that he's had there before, and that is the only indication that the court has so far received with regard to what exactly transpired at Falkenberg. We now today also learned that the National Health Department will be conducting an investigation with regard to this specific incident. We know that Mafe was, shortly after his arrest in January last year, he was then admitted at Falkenberg Hospital, a decision that was later overturned by the same court. But we will get some clarity with regard to that investigation. But indeed, he will now today leave for the Fort England Psychiatric Hospital in Makanda, where he'll undergo at least a 30-day mental health observation, and is expected to be back at the Western Cape High Court on the 8th of May. We spoke to his defense attorney, Lovuyo Godla, outside court, and this is what he told us, Mandy.
It's a matter of Criminal Procedure Act. Assessment should take place within 30 days. Hence, now it was a 30-day period, and he will be back to appear in the Western Cape again on the 8th of May.
Mr. Godla, how does Mr. Mafe feel in court? It seemed like he was willing to cooperate, instructing the court, or at least you, to inform the officials at Polesmore that he is going there, or what the developments are.
Yeah, remember, Mr. Mafe is not opposed to mental assessment. It's an issue which we dealt with it initially. Now he is comfortable. All what he requested was that he does not want to be referred to Falkenberg Hospital for assessment. He was not opposed to assessment per se, but the place of assessment, that was the main issue.
Thank you, Kevin Brunt, Eyewitness News reporter, bringing us the latest in the Zandile Mafe court case.